prices down.
Okay, we're doing it. I will put it right here. That's it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I said to Todd Field when I met him in Toronto, having just seen Little Children, is that I thought you were the best one in it. I was the one, you're the one that penetrated me. And he said he thought that you were great as well, naturally, because he hired you. Mm-hmm.
Well, so thank you. That's a good opening. I like that. Mm-hmm.
And I guess so I would ask, did you have any relationship with him prior to him meeting you? How did it come about?
None. The only relationship I had was that one of my very best friends was in the bedroom. Now, Todd didn't even know we knew each other.
Who's the best friend?
Bill Wise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
William Wise.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-W-I-S-E.
Wise.
Is he the best friend of Milt Wilkinson?
Yes.
He's good.
Very good. Wonderful
that line,
actor.
You don't call, where's the love?
I know. Good. He's great. He's wonderful. But I never met Todd, nor, as I said, did Todd even know that we knew each other.
Does
but
Wise
my
live
connection
down here?
Was liking that film a lot. No, Wise was way up north.
Way up north?
Mm-hmm. And we did. We started doing plays together in about 1970 or 71. And played a lot of man and wife, even when they knew we didn't know each other. Anyway, I walked in, had never met Todd, and it was just...
Where was that when he... Did he do the interviews here in New York?
Yes, it was in New York.
Okay.
And Todd Thayer's office.
Had it been suggested to you that you might want to pick up the book and read it before you met with him? Or did you just go in cold?
Had not been suggested. As a matter of fact, when I was already shooting, and I said to Todd, I read the book, and that was after it had been cast, he said, I wish you hadn't.
Hmm.
So, but I still think it was informative about, actors who've been pretty good at tossing out stuff that isn't useful.
Right, yeah.
And I didn't find it out in the way.
The two qualities that I think that I responded to are in the piece, of course, but I thought were quite good, which is that all mothers of any quality will always show support and love for their sons, regardless. Even if there's just this much to hang on to, they
absolutely
will hang on to it.
And will not stop. That's what I like about her, just the tenacity. Probably the last thing she ever did was write that note.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, she has
to.
Be
a good boy. Wasn't that it?
Yeah. Please be a good boy.
Yeah. And the other thing, of course, is not just the tenacity, but the aggressiveness when necessary. Like when Toby Emmerich's brother.
Oh yes, Noah.
What?
Noah Emmerich.
Noah.
And yes, the fact that mama bear comes out,
right,
and somebody 5'2" and 110 pounds actually goes after and fights somebody who's 6'3".
So there's elemental values, elemental strength of character, and it's basically, as you know, the title is about people who are kind of adolescent in their lives.
Absolutely.
And yet you're the only one who isn't.
You really am the only one. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I can't think of any other characters. Well, maybe Jennifer Connelly's mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But,
Catherine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, once you... What is your process? What do you like to do? Do you like to learn it absolutely cold so that you know the lines in your sleep and the whole thing in your sleep, and then you go in and start to be fluid once the filming begins so you can maybe be open to suggestions or different turns? Or how do you do it?
I like to, as much as possible, have it absolutely cold. Some actors, I think, prefer to not have it that way so they feel like they're... I find the freedom when I know it cold.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way as when I used to play the piano, I'm freed by really knowing it well. And then I can, if a riff is necessary, I know the words well enough that I feel the freedom to go any place I need to go. And also I think it frees up the listener,
mm-hmm,
to the other actor and to words that he left her and all that when he was cold.
I'm sorry. Did you have rehearsal time?
We did. We did a reading. Just read the words in Todd's hotel room before we started.
One reading.
Yes, and then we rehearsed out of the house, which is very valuable.
Uh-huh.
To be in the space. And all the Hummel figures were already there. And the clocks.
Right.
And I knew where the door was. And mm-hmm. Just things like the door slamming and all that kind of stuff that we actually got to work through. That was very valuable to do that before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Don't want to overdo it. For me, you don't want to overdo it. That's that thing you were talking about. To know it. Because I think actors, and sometimes this is especially true with theater, I think actors are always best right when their first instincts are there. And then after they've done it for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice behavior.
Did you ever, was there a, did Todd ever explain to you or intimate to you why he thought you were the one when he met you? Were there other competitors? How did the process go? How long before you knew you had it?
I don't remember how long it took. I think it was a little while between the initial audition and when I was called back.
Yeah.
And then I really don't remember how long it was after that.
Okay.
I really don't. Once you maybe remember, I've completely forgotten. But they were wonderful. I called a friend after the first audition and I said, I don't know, you never know how they're going to work out. Boy, that was a fun audition.
Mm-hmm.
Because Todd's a good actor.
Yeah.
And he really listened and he's always so respecting of you and the process and the words and all. It was just a very pleasant.
Yeah.
I like it.
Just timetable wise, you first met Todd and did the call back roughly around what month?
It was in the summer.
Summer.
It was in the summer.
05?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And shooting, I think, was in the fall, or at least
yes,
early fall.
Yes. I think
right?
There was a scene where I was just in bed, and all there is left of that is me writing the Ronnie on the omelet.
Yeah.
And it's not necessary. You don't need to. I think it's better not to see it. You see it through Ronnie's eyes.
Right.
But much stronger. I did that, I think, in September, and I don't think I got out to Staten Island until October.
I gotta confess that I felt a cord was kind of severed in me, between me and the film. When Jack Earl Haley's character, having met that poor, sad, lonely woman, he's got a good heart, she's a decent person, and when he, pulls it out at the end of the day, I really lost any empathy. It's funny how you, with sexual offenders, people with uncontrollable urges.
May I bring you both anything to drink?
No, we'd like to order. We'd like to order.
Oh, may I bring you?
Do you want to turn this off?
Yeah, or well, we'll just get it over with.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Although this is wine. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'll give you guys a minute, so you don't.
Okay.
All right.
No, don't worry about it.
I have a feeling that it's one of these restaurants that if you don't order soon, you'll be sitting here for 30 minutes.
I
don't you?
Yeah.
What do you like to... Lean and trim and in excellent shape as you are right now.
And you know when I really started staying really the same weight all the time is when I threw out my basketball scale.
You what?
When I threw out the scale.
Oh.
And that's been about 15 years ago. I never had a weight problem, but I would fluctuate and I was worried I'd weigh myself every day and not really worry about the food. But as soon as I just don't even pay attention to that,
I kind of do the blue jean test. When the blue jeans get tight, I know that maybe I have to look. Ooh, I think I would like what is that voice?
Is this your choice, by any chance?
Excuse me?
Is this your choice, this restaurant?
No.
Because you're near, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was great. They, as a matter of fact, they told me it was here, and I said, well, good, and they let them walk. There's a little place that I like a lot, a little country French place where nothing matches, on East 10th Street. It's called the Knoll, and I like that a lot. They cook out in the middle, you know, the kitchen is there in the center of things.
How do you spell it?
D-A-N-A-L.
Damel? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, the Knoll, I say. A guy named Daniel runs it.
East 10th.
East 10th between
2nd, 3rd, or?
Between 3rd and 4th.
I like that what you said about nothing matching. So it's
yes, that's my kind of place.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think so. You're gonna get me what?
Crab cakes.
Shrimp dumplings and the red snapper.
Okay. What is that?
The red snapper is here.
Oh.
And there. Make sure this is going okay.
Yeah, go on.
I just want to make sure this is working. Okay, it's still fine.
Yeah, you were talking about Jane Addams. I've worked with too, but in theater.
Which one?
Jane Addams. She's the one who played the date.
Okay.
I've known her for quite a while. Wonderful actress. She's really terrific. She broke my heart.
Oh, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about how I felt about Jackie Earle Haley's character. Even though the recidivism rate, recidivist or recidivism?
He is a recidivist, and recidivism would be what he did, right? I think. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Okay.
Anyway, even though I know that most people with problems of that nature tend not to ever be cured, never happens, it's always managed day to day. I still wanted very much by the emotional logic of movies.
What may I bring you both?
I would like the lobster bisque, and then I'd like the crab cake.
Crab cake? All right. The crab cake sandwich or just the appetizer?
Just the appetizer.
Okay. And for you, sir?
I would love the shrimp dumplings that you have as an appetizer and the red snapper.
You don't have the crab cakes as an entree.
No, we don't. I can give you an entree size, which would be two crab cakes and then the pick them a salad. Like that instead?
I think I'd do that instead.
Do that instead?
Yeah. Okay. Not that I'd be picky, aren't I? Probably one crab cake would be plenty.
Have it the way
you
go. Okay.
All right. So the lobster bisque and the crab cake entree for you.
Please.
The dumplings and then the red snapper for you. What would you like on the side of that? Yes. Spinach, cherry tomatoes, farro and mushrooms, and third is root vegetables and sweet potatoes.
Mixed vegetables, did you say?
It's root vegetables.
Fruit vegetables. I suppose the mushrooms.
Is that mushroom there? Okay.
Yes. So, by the emotional logic movies, I wanted very much for the poor guy to find some way of growing out of that and moving on to the next realm, whatever he can find. So he would please you. So he would, so there'd be some semblance of, at least a chance of some happiness. And I thought that the, I don't know, I just, I just felt like, you know, I don't want to stay with this guy. I don't want to. I gave up on him. I didn't want to know him after that point.
You gave up on him right at that point.
Yes, yeah. Because that was that. I can feel that people can't recognize basic decency and civility, compassion, consideration for other feelings. And knowing what he's done and knowing what he's said, he's not with a child, but he's with an adult. You know, I know he has a thing about children. I understand that. So I just thought it was icky for him to. And then his solution. If you want to call it a solution of emasculating himself, was, again, I didn't find it terribly. I didn't find that it had any echo or resonance that mattered to me. I wanted to get into it. You know.
And that was partly because, or mostly because, you'd already.
I thought he was betraying you and not showing you for someone who cares as much and is someone who, you know, it's very rare to find someone strong and who cares in your corner. You know, that's what moms are about.
He knows that. It's one of the last things he says. She's the only one who ever loves me and I can. I'm not quoting it exactly, but right. That's one of the last things he says.
Yeah. So.
And I guess I, as far as things like that, I agree that it's very difficult to watch. That scene with Sheila is tough for me to watch. But I like the fact that Todd really makes a look at things. He's an amazing voice, and he doesn't. Time ago, I went to something with a friend where Arthur Miller was talking, and somebody asked him, because when everything was politically correct, you know, I guess we've still got a little bit of that. Somebody in the audience in Princeton Club asked him whether he worried about being politically correct in his place, and he simply said no. And then the follow-up question was why, and he said because it's not human.
Is that human to think or behave in a politically correct
way? No, it's not human. It wouldn't be human to write that way. If I worried about being politically correct, do you worry about being politically correct in the place? No, why not? It's not
sure.
Human.
Right.
And I guess that's why I really am thrilled by what Todd does, because he does things that are dangerous in his, and that I don't want to see. And yet they're there to and ask us to look at that.
Yeah.
As far as my point of view, I, as you said, my job was to love my friend.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, isn't your height and Jackie Earle Haley's height roughly similar? Or is he a little bit taller?
He's 5'2". He's got to be taller than me.
I've never seen him.
Yeah.
He looks not
He's
tall.
Not a big guy.
Anyway, he's on the shorter
side. I think people
side.
Are my size.
He's
very,
on the shorter
yes,
side.
Yes, he is.
And he's also lean and wiry.
Very lean.
And you are very...
I'm also lean.
You know, so you look like mom's
really
son.
We really do. Really
Which
do.
Movies never do.
Yeah. When I first met him, I thought, oh my God.
Oh, what another thing. Also, Kate Winslet and her daughter look like
yes.
mother and daughter.
Oh, yes.
Which almost never happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they really do.
Really good casting, and there's never the slightest regard. I mean, you can see redhead kids who are with blonde mothers. You know. Although my son, older son is blonde.
Yeah.
And my ex-wife is brown hair, so I don't know where that is.
Yeah, my dad was a carrot top redhead.
Okay.
And mother had black hair. And all of us kind of turned out brownish. You know. Used to be real blonde, and then, you know, got brown.
When you say carrot top, do you mean literally flaming red hair? Or do you
really
mean
bright red hair.
Okay.
Yeah. And his brother had that kind of auburn hair that was almost maroon.
Almost maroon.
Okay. You know that auburn look and stuff.
Okay.
I haven't seen it very much.
All right.
Scots. You know, lots of redheads. You know.
not going to put this in the piece because no point in going over it again, but it's very well known that the journalistic publicity circle, but the New Line people have been a little reticent to support this film as far as its considerable virtues, as far as an award-worthy film. They don't see it as a movie that's going to make a huge amount of money. They didn't even put it into cities like Portland until recently. They're very slow. They're dragging their feet on it. This is not your domain. I'm not expecting
no,
to comment about
this. No, I said this is brand new for me.